The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good afternoon, Rolene Marks. How are you?
Good afternoon, guys. I don't know what Middle East you're talking about. First of all, I have to congratulate you and congratulate Chai FM on an excellent outside broadcast. I was following all the happenings with a lot of pride. So, kol hakavod, guys.
Yeah, thank you so
much. We'll take that.
Yeah, we'll take it, right, Chai?
Yeah.
Yeah, as in the 7,000 people who were there.
Something I think we will all take.
Yes.
And it's fresh off the presses and very, very, very big breaking news, and that is that the Vatican are going to open their archives on the World War II era Pope accused of silence on the Holocaust. Now, Pope Francis has said that the Church isn't afraid of history, and today, in fact, literally probably not more than half an hour ago, he has decided to open up the Vatican archives on Pope Pius, who was accused of being silent and sometimes even complicit on the Holocaust. So he told officials and personnel of the Vatican secret archives that the archives will be open to researchers starting on March the 2nd, 2020. Now, just a little bit of history. Pius was elected the Pope on March the 2nd in 1939, 6 months before World War II started, and he died in 1958. Now, normally what happens is that the Vatican usually waits about 70 years after the end of a pontificate or the Pope's tenure to open up the relevant archives. But the Holy See, which is the part of the Vatican that also is responsible kind of for international relations, has been under a lot of pressure to make this documentation available sooner and still while Holocaust survivors are alive. So they have been preparing the documentation for opening and for consultation, and this was at the request of the previous Pope, which was Pope Benedict. So very, very interesting move at the moment. It has been welcomed by Yad Vashem, and it has been welcomed by the Israeli government. So very, very interesting development indeed.
Very interesting. Do you think, sorry, Sam.
No. I just, yeah, go first.
There's another degree to this, and this is the Catholic Church was very much involved with the Odessa organization, which is the organization that, using all the wealth of the Nazis, helped Nazis and, Nazi leadership to use the rat lines, it was known as the rat lines, to get out of Europe, and got them submarines and all sorts of different mechanisms into places like, what was then called Southwest Africa. Today's Namibia, to Brazil, Argentina, South America. These were big places. Do you think that that's going to come into it, or do you think that's just going to kind of be let go, Rodin?
Well, I think people are going to want to, you know, get to the bottom of it, and I'm so glad you bring up the rat line. So if anybody's on their computers or interested in this kind of history, I urge you to Google, I think it's a 10-part series. It was broadcast by the BBC. It is called The Rat Line, which follows one researcher's research into a particular Nazi and how he was filtered through using connections through the church and getting into South America, and how they eventually tracked down his family. Very, very interesting. So, and also I'm sure, you know, while there is still very limited time to hunt down Nazi perpetrators, this, these archives will be of great interest. So yeah, I think let's, watch carefully as we approach 2020 to see what developments happen. But it is a development that has been welcomed by both the Israeli government and by Yad Vashem, which is responsible here for the historical archiving, research and upkeep, as well as memory of the Shoah. So yeah, and very incredible that Pope Francis says that the Church is not afraid of history. So maybe as we see anti-Semitism rise around the world, and in particular in Europe, this is probably his way of saying, you know what, if we were complicit, if we were silent, this is our way of accepting responsibility.
Rolene, since how you started with breaking news, the breaking news story before that one was one about the U.S. deploying THAAD missile defense systems in Israel as part of a drill. Do you have any idea what a THAAD missile is? Can you perhaps tell us?
It's not a happy one. It's a very sad one.
Oh, my God.
I just read this and I wondered what's the significance.
Kathy. Okay, so we have seen it that they are using their THAAD missile, which is not a happy missile, or it's THAAD.
And it's even sadder than we thought.
It's going to be harder than we thought. Will they release it from a THAAD?
All right, seriously.
We can go on for hours on this, but this is yet another development in a series of drills that the IDF has been doing with the U.S. Marines, with the U.S. Air Force, with the U.S. Defense Services, and the IDF say that this is meant to practice rapid deployment of a system, in quote unquote, emphasizes the U.S.'s commitment to the defense and security of Israel. So while Israel has been emphatic in the past that, you know, we can defend ourselves. We don't have to rely on anybody. This is a very, very incredible development. And Prime Minister Netanyahu says that this is, you know, also further evidence of the U.S.'s commitment to Israel's security, and that Israeli-U.S. ties have never been stronger, and he welcomes the joint drill. Now, what the missiles look like, what their mood is, I cannot comment on.
Okay, fair enough. I'll go and do my own homework, understand very clearly where you're both coming from. All good, all good. Tell me, please, about the story that I want to understand the backstory here. The U.S. downgrades Jerusalem consulates, downgrading Palestinian status. What's going on there, Aline?
Okay, so the U.S. has closed their Jerusalem consulate, and basically what this means is that consular or any interactions they have with the Palestinian people will now be absorbed by the embassy, and there will be a unit known as the Palestinian Affairs Unit, which will fall under the command of the embassy, which will fall under the remit of Ambassador David Friedman. Now, apparently this is seen as a downgrading of its main diplomatic mission. You know, it's had the embassy, which was in Tel Aviv, which historically has moved to Jerusalem, but the State Department has said that they're going to merge this in. Now, I still don't understand why it's seen as a downgrade of diplomatic relations. I think it's perhaps, you know, they want to be more efficient as far as the region is concerned. They say, the State Department has said that the decision is driven by their global efforts to increase efficiency and effectiveness of diplomatic engagements. I still don't understand why it's seen as a downgrade, but apparently it is. And they are reiterating that this does not change official American policy on Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza. In fact, they've reiterated that President Trump has said that with regards to positions on issues such as boundaries or borders, the U.S. has no particular position, that they are committed to achieving a lasting peace, but that is all subject to final status negotiations between the two parties. And I think it was President Trump who recently said, you know, he doesn't care if it's one state, two state, I won't say red state or blue state, because then we're really wading into to difficult politics. But he said he doesn't, you know, whatever the solution is, as long as Israelis and Palestinians are happy with this.
Rolina, so I'd really want to end on a happy good story. We're running out of time.
Okay, but she doesn't have any happy
missiles. No, but she does. She does. Israel is another world.
Okay, but we've only got like 10 seconds. So, Rolene, one of our listeners actually weighed in and said THAAD stands for Terminal High Altitude Area Defense Missile System. Thank you very much. So, yeah, otherwise they would be just happy, but I think it could just be the high altitude. So it's very THAAD. It's very THAAD. Have a lovely, lovely afternoon, Rolene Marks. We'll catch up with you.
tomorrow.
I want to carry that story over till tomorrow, if you don't mind. I want to hear
we'll
about
talk
it.
About it. Mind. Israel, the eighth most powerful nation in the world, we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Excellent.
Awesome. Rolene Marks, thank you so much. Have a wonderful
evening.
Bye, guys. Bye.